You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Everyone's trying to get Barack Obama's attention. Why shouldn't you?
This is Jerry McCaffrey from New York City. I'd suggest that he get himself a copy of Groundhog Day, the movie, and watch it. One, it's very funny. Two, it's about transformation, which is what he wants to do. And three, hopefully, it's about not repeating the mistakes we've gone through for the last 8 years.
Tell us your suggestions for President-elect Barack Obama's to-do list. What should he read, watch, or listen to, and why? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
Well, Groundhog is certainly a vision there, but today in Washington will be nothing like Groundhog Day. President-elect Barack Obama will meet with President Bush for a tour of the White House. That's common, but it's very early this time around. Obama's transition, well, they are well underway. And to that, to talk about that and today's meeting, Cheryl Gay Stolberg joins us. She covers the White House for the New York Times. Good morning and welcome, Cheryl.
Good morning.
It seems like this is going to be a presidential transition like no other, beginning with today's meeting, which usually doesn't happen until much later.
Well, that's right. But I think the urgency of the financial crisis is pushing this meeting forward. Everyone is obviously turned to President-elect Obama and how he will handle the crisis, and I think the Bush White House wanted to send a signal that it's ready to move forward with a dignified and smooth transition, and so we have this very quick invitation.
Cheryl, let's listen quickly to how President Bush described it.
This peaceful transfer of power is one of the hallmarks of a true democracy. And ensuring that this transition is as smooth as possible is a priority for the rest of my presidency.
Despite all the rhetoric of the campaign and obviously the way that President-elect Obama criticized the Bush administration, they both really have an interest in making this transition go smoothly, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. Of course, President Bush wants to appear gracious. He is, in fact, a gracious person, and I think he really believed what he said in that clip that you played. He wants to have a dignified, orderly transition. He's also an orderly person. He prides himself on being a good manager. You can have a debate about that. And certainly, Senator Obama wants to make clear that the country will be stable as we move into his administration. He wants to not make any quick or unexpected moves. He wants to make sure, especially in time of financial crisis, that we have an easy, orderly path to the next administration.
You've written about how some of these meetings between the current president and the president-elect have been a bit awkward over the years. You want to tell us about some of those?
Yeah, well, it hasn't always gone very well. In 1980, for instance, after Ronald Reagan beat Jimmy Carter, Carter invited Reagan to the White House. And Carter apparently came away from their meeting feeling as though Reagan had not been paying attention. Jody Powell, Carter's former press secretary, told me that there was a point during the meeting where Reagan seemed to sort of wander off and ask questions that were only tangentially related to what the two were talking about. And on top of that, the Carter White House had offered to share information about the Iranian hostage crisis with the incoming Reagan administration. Powell said the Reagan team didn't want it at all. They just wanted the Carter White House to handle it without them being involved enough to have to take responsibility for whatever happened. And then the most recent transition certainly was a bitter one for Vice President Al Gore. And on Inauguration Day, the Clintons invited the Bushes. This is Inauguration Day 2001. The Clintons invited the Bushes in for coffee before the ceremony. And Clinton was apparently his normal, gregarious, outgoing self, but Gore was also there, and according to Ari Fleischer, President Bush's first press secretary, it was a very sour moment for Vice President Gore. Very uncomfortable for
sounds
him.
It definitely sounds it. Cheryl, behind the scenes, though, as the transition proceeds, there's also a lot of turmoil as policy gets nailed down, maybe in advance of the inauguration. I'm wondering if you have any comment on this AIG story overnight, where apparently $40 billion new dollars are going to go to AIG, an insurance company, at the exact same moment that the auto industry is begging for a similar amount of money, and it's very unclear whether they're going to get it or not.
Well, that could well be a topic of this meeting today. I know that the Democrats have been pressing for help for the auto industry, and I don't believe I've heard President-elect Obama speak to that specifically. He may have, but certainly Nancy Pelosi on the Hill has. And there will be points of tension in this meeting today because President Bush and Barack Obama have extremely different worldviews. Let's face it, that's why Barack Obama got elected. So on the economy, on the need for a stimulus package, on the use of bailout money, these things may come up. Now, Obama has said we only have one president at a time, and he respects, of course, President Bush's right to exercise policy decisions as he sees fit for the next 70-some-odd days or so. But, you know, obviously things are going to change on January 20th.
Cheryl, very last question. What are you particularly going to be looking to hear after these two meet today?
You know, I think that it won't be a surprise what we hear. We'll hear that they're going to work together, that they are committed to an orderly transition, all that sort of thing. I guess I'll be interested to see in particular how President-elect Obama approaches this upcoming international economic summit, because President Bush has invited 20 world leaders in on Saturday. The Bush administration could very well take steps with international leaders that could box in the Obama administration. The Obama team won't want that, so I'll be looking for any nuances or perhaps slight divisions there. And I'll also look at their body language, just how they seem together as people.
Cheryl Gay Stolberg, thank you for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Cheryl Gay Stolberg is a New York Times correspondent, and she covers the White House.
And Barack Obama
of D.C.
certainly has some complex body language. Watchers of The View understand that. there may be something to watch there. I think the only real awkwardness, though, is if Barack Obama actually brings the new puppy over to try out on the White House lawn.
Right.
That could be awkward.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
probably not going to happen.
We're going to do some headlines, though, now from Femi. Okay.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.